This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Top aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have begun talks with a group of moderate Senate Republicans and Democrats on Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The talks come as Biden faces increasing headwinds in his effort to win bipartisan backing for the initial legislative effort of his presidency. Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits. Those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands each day and costing more jobs. One key Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said afterward she would reconvene a bipartisan group of focus on more targeted packages. Two White House officials say that President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order. Rioters have set blazes in the center of the southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at banned demonstrations against coronavirus lockdown measures. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used a water cannon to disperse an outlawed demonstration against the lockdown on major square ringed by museums. A video showed police spraying people grouped against a wall at the Van Gogh Museum in Eindhoven, 125 kilometers south of Amsterdam. A central square near the city's main railway station was littered with rocks, bicycles, and shattered glass.